All right, Dash, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing good.
Good to hear your voice. So anyway, we appreciate that. How was your weekend? Other than, you know, not the scrimmage itself, but just the weekend in general.
Weekend in general went okay, but yeah, the scrimmage took up most, I guess, my day on Saturday, sitting over the bus and waiting for everything to get done and Coach Martin to speak with us. But, you know, your typical, you know, preseason camp type of day.
Yeah. It's weird that you're, like, covering something that you don't see. And, yeah. Well, you see a little bit of, but not much. And then you got to draw conclusions, or not draw conclusions, but you go by what Coach Smart says. There were no players speaking, were there, on Saturday?
No players speaking, just Coach Smart. And to pick out what question to ask him, so that made it a little bit interesting.
Why is that?
Well, because since you're not able to watch the
I see what you're saying.
Kind of hard to pinpoint or specify.
Yeah.
Just asking real general terms that just make it a little more difficult than it normally would be.
I thought you were alluding to the fact that he might have been in a mood where you had to watch what you're asking, but
maybe a little bit. But I wasn't where I was going on that.
No, I get you. So, it's, you know, I saw some of the stuff he said too. It sounded like he was kind of like, hey, you know, we got 70 plays in. It was hot, but we, you know, got practice in, got the scrimmage in, but it didn't seem like he was throwing out there that he felt like it was this great scrimmage with a lot of great things happening. What was your take on what he said?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of what you expect. I mean, I didn't expect Coach Mark to come in and start, you know, throwing out bouquets of flowers to his players for how they performed. It was very, I basically expected everything that he said, to be honest with you. Man, he wants there to be a lot of focus on his players, and when there's not, and he's gonna let the media know about it. So I wasn't surprised whatsoever to hear what he had to say.
Obviously, with the season being as close as it is, and Georgia still trying to get its offensive line together, the Isaiah Wynn injury has been a big topic of discussion. I know you're thinking that it, or I don't know if you're thinking or you've been told or whatever, that he might be trying to come back from a concussion. Is that still what you think on that?
That's what I think, my personal opinion. I haven't heard anything, you know, from George, obviously. Every time we ask Coach Smart about him or any other players who are missing, so it's been an illness. But that, just from what I understand, it's concussion related. But again, that's just my opinion.
So, yeah, which, you know, I guess could be – when I think of an illness, I think of, like, you know, getting the flu or something. But you know,
exactly, me too.
Yeah, be that. Hey, I get it. I understand why they have to be careful with what they say because of HIPAA laws. Jonathan Ledbetter, what's going on there?
Don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, Kirby said after the scrimmage that, again, it was just missing practice, but he expects him back very, very soon. So, and we'll see if he's out there today. We will go out to practice this afternoon.
Talking with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com.
It's funny, Dash, as we get ready for the season to start up, you know, Georgia in the past has been in this position to where you go into one of these kind of big games to open the season, and Dave was alluding to this earlier, how you might feel kind of nervous about playing a big-time opponent in week one because Georgia might have some guys suspended. Well, you look at what's happened down at Florida now with that situation happening. And do you think that because of the change in philosophy of the coaching staff, that if something similar were to happen here in Georgia, that it might go a little differently than it would have under Coach Richt? Because, I mean, you look at Florida and Antonio Callaway, for example. That guy has been given chance after chance after chance, it seems, and he doesn't look like he's going to be kicked off the team here, and obviously it's probably because he's one of their best players. But do you think that Georgia might approach these situations a little differently now?
Maybe a little bit, but until they actually change the rules of the student-athlete handbook, I don't think so. I mean, there's still, you know, speculation that, you know, we still may see, Riley Ridley and Elijah Holyfield miss because of their arrest, and I know that I believe the charges were dropped against Raleigh, but still, we'll see what happens. But no, I don't. If something were to happen like that at Georgia, I think right now, I think you see the exact same thing happen.
Yeah, in fact, I guess there's some things that the coaches are, and I'm not talking about football, but like of all the sports, they don't really have any control over. Right? I mean, if something happens, it's in the student handbook on what kind of a punishment they get.
Yeah, you can't circumvent what the punishment is. I mean, I guess tweaks and things on how it's served out, but right now everything's been pretty much cut and dry since Kirby has taken over the players who were charged with stuff. You know, it did have to miss some time, right away.
Talking with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com, back to the offensive line, we were talking about Isaiah Wynn, and if there's a positive of him missing practice, it's because it gives them the coaches a chance kind of mix and match a little bit or try to figure out where some of the other guys might stand on the offensive line. But at what point does it get to be more of a negative as you get closer and closer to the season, because you want to start settling in on your first unit and that kind of thing?
Yeah, you won't have your continuity. There's no doubt about that. And I'm sure, Coach Mark hopes that Isaiah is back sooner rather than later. Especially that last week, you want all the guys playing together as one in practice to kind of to really have a good understanding of what each player is going to do in certain situations. But like you said, what it has done is open up opportunities for other guys to step in. And Coach Mark sees guys like Andrew Thomas at left guard, who's supposedly doing a very good job there right now, and other players to get them to be shifted around and see what they can do. So it's been kind of a double deal for him. It's been some good, but obviously you want to get Isaiah back because of that continuity factor.
The other Isaiah Wilson, what's been the word on him?
Well, he's had his parents had good days and bad days. Kirby, really kind of singled him out having a good day when they were inside the indoor athletic facility. I guess it was last Wednesday. He had a very good day, but then on Saturday in the scrimmage out there in the heat and the humidity, he kind of wilted a little bit. So they're still trying to get him to push through some things, which is not unusual for any freshman, especially one coming from Brooklyn, New York, where I think he's probably still got a little bit of adjusting to do when it comes to the heat and humidity of Northeast Georgia.
How's Natori Johnson doing?
Haven't heard a lot from Natori. Now, we've seen him, practice third team at right guard right now, but, his again, like a lot of the freshmen, sometimes the head spins a little bit. They're having to get adjusted, but haven't heard anything negative about him. He's just getting things worked out on the third team right now, and hopefully he'll, in the future, real soon, he'll be able to move up.
What color hair is he rocking?
Last I saw was red. I had the red.
It's red.
I think that's been his staple color now is red. So.
Hey, good color.
I would assume that maybe for the blackout game, he'll dye it black.
Who knows? Anthony Dasher, UGASports.com.
Now, Dash, obviously the offensive line competition is the one that's probably getting the most publicity just because Georgia did struggle at times on the offensive line last season. But, that wide receiving competition is one that's going to be very important as well, because Jacob Eason's going to have targets to throw to. And it seems like, at least going into the season, before we actually see guys on the field and guys perform, that Georgia has about as many options at wide receiver as any school we've ever seen.
Yeah, while we're still waiting, I think, but see who's going to kind of step out and jump out a little bit. You're right. There's no shortage of capable bodies out there. There's 9, 10, 11, maybe 12 guys out there. You can see some playing out this fall. And that's the best shape Georgia's been in the last few years that I can remember. There's different players with different skill sets, and I think that's going to bode well. I think Georgia's receiving corps ultimately going to be just fine.
Dash, let's talk about the kickers and the punters and what's going on there, and how you think that's coming along right now.
Well, Coach Martin said the grad transfer is kind of taking the lead over Marshall Long at punter, and until something changes on that, we'll say that he's going to win that job. As far as kicker goes, you got Rodrigo Blankenship and David Marvin are both competing for that. David Marvin may have a slight edge right now, just kind of from what we're hearing. But it's a good competition. That's something they haven't had at either position the last couple of years. So I know Coach Martin is glad to see that.
Yeah, and I know competition makes everybody better. So I know they're certainly happy about that. Is Bryce Ramsey punting, or is he strictly a quarterback?
I have not seen him with the special teams guys when we're out there at practice, so I'm also not 100% sure what to tell you on that. Every time we've been out at practice, he's been as a third-team quarterback going through drills there, but I'm just not sure yet if he's moved over to do any punting. Something we can ask Coach Martin tomorrow.
Talking with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com.
Dash, the goal for Georgia every season is to get to Atlanta, and I was going to say the Georgia Dome, but that's not going to be at this
year.
The Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So what do you think the biggest thing for Georgia this season in terms of an improvement has to be, if they want to get there? Is it that play on the offensive line?
That's one of the huge keys, no question. There and what improvements Jacob needs to stay. I think it all revolves around just that, to be honest with you. Running game in great shape. As I mentioned, wide receivers, I think, are going to be fine, but it's going to be what happens up front, and what Jacob Eason is able to do is how far this team goes.
All right, Dash. I know it's kind of hard to to get a whole lot of info from, to glean a whole lot of info from what's going on when you don't really get to see it. So I know it's one of those things where you guys are just as excited about the season opener as the rest of us, just to see the team out there on the field. And I was going to ask you the gratuitous Jacob Eason, Jake Fromm question, but I don't know that there's really,
not one
to really ask.
Jacob Eason is the quarterback for this team, and we'll be so going forward unless there's just a huge collapse somewhere. I mean, I don't foresee that happening. I do think you'll see improvements from Jacob this year, and I think he'll post a lot better numbers than he did last fall.
When Kirby talks about Eason, do you notice any sense of anything different in his voice? Better, still working, still grinding.
He still will tell you that Jacob still has things to work on. Jacob himself will tell you the same thing. You know, we heard that out of his lips this past week. We got a chance to speak with him, but he still wants him to push and still wants him to improve, which he's obviously trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely, good stuff. Hey, is Swamp People still on?
They are. I think they're it's off season for them right now. I think they're the season. Let's see, they was on TV, I think, from February to May, I think. So I'm not even sure if they're gonna have another year or not. They had to kind of pull them out of give them one more season last fall. I think the History Channel is going to cancel a show, but it was such a Twitter uproar about canceling the show that they had to put them back on. So we'll see what happens this year.
Well, as a fan of that show, do you think it's jump the shark, or in this case, jump the gator? What do you think?
I may have jumped the gator a little bit. That's just kind of last year's episode went up to my personal standards. So it may be that time for them to kind of like duck down, to kind of like ready for it to fade off into the sunset.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Dash. Appreciate it. We'll catch you again next week. Thanks, bud. All right. Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com.